Hey guys, it's Chad for our weekly Kids Corner. I hope this message finds you guys doing well. I hope that everything's good, and I hope you're excited to hear today's message. It's about, today we're going to talk about something really cool. It's how Jesus' power brings hope. But before we do, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just love you so much. Thank you for everybody listening to this program right now, and thank you for everybody in our community. We just ask that you watch over everybody and keep us safe. We ask that you work this coronavirus out according to your will. And we just ask that if anybody's sick, that you please bring them healing according to your will. We just ask that as we continue to meet online and not see each other in person, we just ask that you continue to help our friendships and our reaching out to enhance and develop and be even stronger during this time that seemingly is so hard. Lord, we know that you're in these moments, and we ask and pray that your will be done with them. We love you and thank you, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as we kind of go through this and as we've been going through these weeks, one thing that I think sometimes just fails us, and it's just it's our own thing. It's something that we have to wrestle with. It's our own hope. And so I know one thing that can keep our eyes on hope, and that's what these God sightings. It's keeping our eyes open. I had somebody ask me, Chad, what's a God sighting? And just a reminder, what a God sighting is anything that you can see that is good. Again, you know, an example is I drive down my street and I see somebody posting signs in windows that are inspirational. You know, I see people putting inspirational stuff out there on social media. You know, I see so many parents that have to, you know, be stay-at-home parents now and that weren't, and they all have to also teach their child school and just the wisdom that God's giving there. And so God sighting is anything that you can see. So the last time I asked you to keep an eye out for what God is working in the world in your life. So, I've been doing this too. I've been telling you guys, I've been doing it online here with you guys. I've been telling you guys to keep a journal that way that we can talk about this and that we can dissect this when you guys come back, that we can process some of it and also see some of that, you know. And don't be afraid to send me an email at chad@cocep.org. chad@coastup.org, and just tell me what you have been seeing. You know, let's keep in touch. Before we get going into more of this, let's go ahead and pause me listening to video one. Listen to that song, come back, and we will continue on. You know, where we live, we seemingly have a lot of angry and frustrated people around right now. I don't know if you guys have noticed this, if you've stayed inside and you're just not seeing this, but it's happening. You know, some grown-ups are angry that they can't go back to work to earn money to care for themselves and their families. Kids are frustrated that they can't get together with their friends, play sports, or even go to school. And if you've been cooped up with your family for weeks, maybe things are just tense at home too. So let's talk about that. So here's a question for you to write about in your journals, okay? So what's made you angry, frustrated, or tense during this coronavirus time? So write about that in your journals. You know, when you're stuck or disappointed, it's easy to become frustrated or angry, and that's okay. You feel what you feel, but it's what you do when you're frustrated or angry that can really turn things around. You guys know that when we've had our youth group times, we constantly talk about the do. We can have all the thoughts in our mind and we can speak all the words we want, but if we don't do anything with it, there's no movement to our action. It's just stale. It just sits there. And so we always talk about the do. So it's what you do when you're frustrated or you're angry that can really turn things around, not the thoughts, not the anger. It's okay to be angry. We've talked about that. But we have to do the right things when we do get angry. So, I don't know about you guys, but God gives me joy in every situation. He keeps my spirits high no matter what I'm facing. And that's what I want, but sometimes that's not exactly how I feel. And I don't think I'm alone here. I think if we were in person, I think there would be plenty of you that would agree with me. We want to have high spirits. We want to feel good. We want to have nothing but joy. But sometimes that's just not actuality. That just isn't how it turns out. So today I want to talk to you about a story about Jesus brings Lazarus back to life. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this, but open up your Bibles. Hopefully you have them there with you. Open up your Bible to John 11, and we're going to talk about this. So the story's in John chapter 11. So I'm going to tell you about some friends of Jesus here, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. We can find this true story in John chapter 11. So Lazarus got sick, and his sisters Mary and Martha knew that Jesus' power brings hope. So they hoped Jesus could heal him. They sent a messenger to find Jesus in a nearby city, and then they took care of Lazarus as they waited for Jesus to arrive. But day by day, Lazarus grew weaker, and Jesus didn't come. But Mary and Martha, they couldn't understand why. Jesus loved Lazarus, and they knew Jesus could help. Where was he? You ever feel like that? You know, I think they felt that. Wait, let me show you what that's like, okay? So I'm going to count to three, and I want you to take a deep breath and hold it. I'll let you know when it's okay to breathe. Okay? So take a deep breath when I count to three, and I just want you to hold it. I'll tell you when to stop. Okay? So one, two, three. Deep breath in and hold it. You know, I think going on that Mary and Martha were standing by the door. They were looking up at the road, expecting that any moment Jesus would appear. He'd make everything right again. Yeah. Hold on, guys. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt this session, but I have a text here I have to handle. Okay. I'm back now. Thanks. I forgot to tell you guys. I'm sorry. Breathe. Go ahead. Everybody breathe. Sorry, I got distracted and forgot about you. You know, I think that's what Mary and Martha thought about Jesus, too. That he didn't care. That he got busy, forgot them, or didn't even notice Lazarus was dying. So while Mary and Martha were waiting for Jesus to come help, Lazarus died. He was buried. Now how angry Mary and Martha must have felt. How hurt that their friend didn't come through for them. Think about how angry you get when people are mean to you, or how angry you are when you feel stuck or forgotten or ignored. Think about what you thought about earlier when I asked, what made you angry? So back to Mary and Martha. Jesus finally showed up, and they were angry with him. They asked why he had waited so long. But Jesus didn't disappoint, does he? He never does. Jesus went to where Lazarus was buried and had some men roll away the stone in front of the tomb. Jesus called out to Lazarus to rise from the dead. Guess what? That's what Lazarus did. He got up from the dead and walked out of the tomb. Now that's power. That's hope. The Bible says that Jesus wasn't late. He waited on purpose because he wanted to do something even more amazing than just heal a sick Lazarus. He wanted to raise someone from the dead. When Mary and Martha saw that Jesus' power brings hope, even when it seems like it's too late, well, they let go of their anger and found hope instead. You know, maybe you know someone who's sick with coronavirus, or maybe you're just tired of sitting at home. Maybe the people that you know, maybe they've gotten better, maybe they haven't. Maybe you've prayed that you can get back to living like you lived before the virus swept through the world. Maybe you're looking at May 4th or May 12th, the dates that the governor has put out there that we can start opening some things up. Maybe you're just at the point where you're just angry because you had a baseball season or a birthday party that was just canceled because of the coronavirus. I know for some of us, the CIYs are canceled. There's no going, and there's a possibility that we won't have a VBS either. And you're wondering, where is Jesus in all of this? You know, maybe you're a little angry because it feels like he's too late to help you. But remember this, guys. Jesus wasn't late for Lazarus. And he's not late answering your prayers. He's not late in the coronavirus. Jesus had a better plan when his friend Lazarus was ill. Jesus was in charge. He's still in charge. And he will always be in charge. He still has a plan because Jesus' power brings hope. Now Mary and Martha, they got angry. But Jesus didn't walk away from them because of their anger. Instead, he drew close and gave them hope. He'll give you hope too. And along with that hope, he'll give you peace. Even in these coronavirus times. So I want you guys to think about that. Maybe sometimes we get angry with God and we think all of a sudden we can't go to him anymore because we're mad at him. Remember what we've said a bunch downstairs, guys. It doesn't matter when. It just matters that. It doesn't matter when you realize you need to go back to Jesus, just that you go back to Jesus. He is always there for you, even if you don't feel like He is. He is. He is there for you. He is right beside you right now. So before we close in prayer with this tonight, guys, I want to play this last song for you. So go ahead and pause me, hit video 2, listen to this last song, and listen to the words really good. We sing this upstairs. I know you guys have heard it, but listen to the words really good. This is a fantastic song that talks about our living hope in God. All right, guys, so in your journals, I just would encourage you to take a few minutes and share what you're hoping for. What is it you hope will happen? Write them down, and then I want you to take the time to individually pray over each one of the things you wrote down. Okay? Let's end in prayer, guys. Heavenly Father, we just love you so much. We thank you for knowing that we don't understand and being okay with that. Still being there for us in every second of every minute of every hour of every day of every week of every year. You will always be beside us unceasingly. It will never stop. And I just pray for all the young people listening to this, and I pray for a community that they will seek you out and find you and find that peace that only you can give us. There's no stuff. There's no individual person or groups of people in this world that's going to give us what you can give us. And we thank you for that, but just ask that you give us the courage to seek that out. Lord, we just love you so much. And we ask that your will be done with this coronavirus time and bring us back together in person when it be your will. Father, we love you so much. And we thank you. And we ask all this in Jesus' precious heavenly name. Amen. All right, guys. I want you guys to know again, I love you, I miss you, and I look forward to seeing you guys when we're able to return.
Thanks for listening. We're not currently meeting together because of the coronavirus outbreak. So be sure to subscribe to our podcast to get all of our online services and daily devotions delivered right to your phone. You can find us in iTunes and Google Podcasts or listen online at www.coc.org. Have a great week.